AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. An ex-convict is in custody after a rampage that led to one person's death and the wounding of five others in suburban Phoenix. This Mesa resident says police were chasing the man across the city.
I heard several cop cars and ambulances and fire trucks roll past me. I get here and there's easily 20, 30 police units just swarming the roads.
Investigators say it began with a man killed at a motel before 41-year-old Ryan Giroux reportedly shot another man at a restaurant and stole a car, then went to an apartment complex about 2 miles away, shot two men, and was eventually taken into custody after breaking into an empty apartment. Tunisia's prime minister says one of the two now-dead gunmen who killed 18 foreign tourists and three Tunisians at the Bardo Museum was known to intelligence services, but no formal links to any particular terror group have been found. The tourists killed came from a number of countries, including Japan, Italy, Colombia, Spain, Australia, Poland, and France. Relief groups are struggling to get food and water and other supplies to people on Vanuatu's cyclone-ravaged outer islands.
Probably within 3 weeks' time, there would be no more food for the villages to survive.
UNICEF estimates nearly 5,000 people have no access to drinking water. Planes have been delivering some supplies, and a boat is expected to reach the hardest-hit island later today or perhaps tomorrow. Season finale of Empire finds Lucius Lyon arrested for murder.
You may think you've gotten away with it, but don't fool yourselves. This is only the beginning. See, the streets couldn't defeat me.
Earlier in the Fox show, Lucius told his shocked family he was misdiagnosed and doesn't have ALS. He also named his son Jamal as his successor at Empire Entertainment, setting up a hostile takeover plot by his other two sons and their mother. This is AP Radio News. A poll for the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research, and the General Social Survey finds a political and social divide when it comes to income inequality.
A new survey says less than half of those asked support government action on income inequality. In fact, support for combating it actually dropped 3% since 2012. The survey also found a big opinion difference in certain groups. About two-thirds of Democrats think that the government should do something about income gaps, while only a quarter of the Republicans thought so. The survey also found more poor people and younger adults favor action. I'm Shirley Smith.
3 hours. That's all the time left to put together that NCAA tournament bracket. Tournament features 16 games across the country today, starting with Notre Dame, Northeastern, a little after noon Eastern time. It closes out with a 10 p.m. Eastern start between Georgetown and Eastern Washington. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.